He turned me on to those and turned me on to egg farm. And then that was really good until we all got sick. And then we found the problem in the kitchen. Mike found the problem in the kitchen and he cured it. He bought them sponges and rags and told them here's how to use them, and we never had another problem. But until this day, I still have not had any more eggplant. that kind of messed it up. And I do remember our get-togethers over at Swan's. I think I went to a couple of them there. And Mike was there, and we enjoyed that. He was a great boss. I don't know how long I worked for him. I started. He gave me the opportunity to work in field service on trial for 6 months, coming out of the factory, and I must have did well because he kept me on. And that was in 85, so I'm thoroughly grateful to him. I had a good career in field service. I spent 10 years before I decided I needed to spend time with my son, and then I transferred to product service. I do remember Mike leaving the company sometime, I want to say in the 90s, but I'm not too sure. Dates kind of escape me at this point in time, but it was always fun, always interesting. And he was always there as a mentor, even though he was the boss. He was great. He will be missed. Anyhow, I guess that's enough of that for now. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Hearing all the good stories, and I'll be listening from N2LWY.
Real good, Dale, WB2KAO. Well, I'm not sure of the exact date when he left the company, but Cheryl and I took him to the airport on July 1st, 1990 is when he left for Turkey. 3 days prior, June 28th, we went down the stairs with the washing machine, and to this day, there's still the indentation of his shoulders going into the drywall at the bottom of the stairs. So he will always have an indelible mark here at the KAO QTH. W2RFM, Jimmy?
W2RFM, very good. Well, I worked a lot with Mike and Tom Perfiglia in field service pig, as he was known as, on the Alpha Car telephone. So we saw a lot of Mike and had a lot of good memories of those days when they used to install car telephones there. And so we were over there playing around with duplex noise and a whole bunch of stuff there. And Tim, I just want to say again how glad I am that we got to see Bob Neslick and Dick Kruder and the visits that we did with them. And those worked out very well. I'm so happy we did that. That was good. And good remembrances of those days, Tim Ward.
Yeah, and for those that may not know, we lost both Dick and Bob. They both had Alzheimer's, but Jimmy and John BYP and I on both those occasions, the three of us went over to visit both Dick WHYKC and Bob W2CNS. I'm remembering the group picture that was going to be taken, and Jim Lill snuck in the institutional sized can of chicken noodle soup. Bob hated those phonetics for his call, chicken noodle soup. And just before the picture was being taken, Bob noticed the can of soup. Hey, get that can out of there. JPX, Billy.
WBAJPX, well, very good. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to everyone's remembrances, and just want to add, as you said a little bit ago, Jim, was very, very glad that had a chance to see him when he came to visit last summer. So Other than that, not much else. So back to you, WB2KO in the group, WBAJPX.
Whiskey, 4, Golf, Romeo, Charlie, disconnected.
Yeah, very good. Very good, Billy. Excellent. Yes. Yes, it was great. So glad they were able to come back last summer. Jack, I was just see if you're still on the road, W-H-U-C-H-V. W-2-B-Y-P, John?
No, okay, W-2-B-Y-P. Very good, Dale. Thanks for your remembrance, too. I remember that I consulted with Mike before I went to Venezuela a lot about the particular gear we had installed there and had some people assigned to that. And he gave me some tips on 10 kilowatts and 1 kilowatt. Again, I remember that he was pretty astute in the problem. Remember traveling with you, Dale? Mexico City and Pete, the Kuwait. Those were wonderful years. I think we all got a good education through all that. That's about it. Tim, thank you so much for doing this. Jim, thank you for sending out the email, too, as a reminder. Right? WB2KAO in the group, W2BYP.
Well, I'm so happy to hear every one of us on here. Wouldn't happen without our wonderful brothers being able to participate. And I'm so happy that you were all able to delegate some time to enjoy this with me and with us. Thank you very much, John. And to AJK, Pete.
Yeah, Tim. WB2KAO and to AJK in the group. Thank you for putting this together. It was good to hear all the stories, and a lot of people I haven't talked to in a year or more. So it was good. Thank you very much. And Mike will always be remembered in our hearts and our minds. So he's not really gone. So let the stories continue. I will be in Calabasas tomorrow for lunch at 11 o'clock, so I will meet you there. So you can bet on it. So that's all I got. So I'll be listening in. I'm going to try to get a workout in this afternoon and do some running in town. WB2KAO M2HAK.
WB2KAO, very good. And yes, Pete, thank you for mentioning that. We will be at Calabasas tomorrow at 11 for Goulash Wednesday, or whatever you want off the menu. Danny, Mike's brother Danny, is going to pick me up. I'm really looking forward to spending some time with Danny, and we'll be there tomorrow. I know Billy will be there. Jimmy, I hope you're going to be able to join us. And John, I think I left you a voicemail. For those of you who don't know, you can follow along. The calendar is up at 85ragchewnet.org. 85ragchewnet.org or the 85ragchewnet Facebook page. So Calabasas tomorrow at 11. We have lunch, second Saturday lunch up at Bill's Long Pond Saturday at noon. So we have our ragchewnet tonight at 7 p.m. here on the repeater as well. So WB2HJV, Charlie?
Yeah, okay, Tim. And just in closing here, I can tell that many of you were blessed to work with Mike, and firmly believe that leaders and mentors such as Mike are far and few between in the workforce. So anyway, thanks for again doing this morning, Tim. I've enjoyed it and enjoyed catching up with everyone, and we'll chat again soon. So. Back over to you, Tim. WB2HJV.
Recheck.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, it looks like all of us forgot to mention whether we want to continue Tuesday mornings or not.
Yeah. Well, we'll pull the usual suspects here in just a second. and we'll do that here in just a second. K2OS, you can give us your input on that. I'm wondering whether we want to continue our visits, and I think we'll do continuously if we do at 9:15 on Tuesday morning. So you can give us your input on that, Frank, and any closing comments you might have.
Jim, WB2KAO, this is K2OS. Yeah, I think 9:15 works for me. That would we should continue. And yeah, quickly, Tim, the Howard Johnson's incident in the restaurant, it just jogged my memory, and I recall how you stated, Mike said, the service was terrible, we're not going to pay. He pulled out his driver's license, showed them his driver's license, and told the manager his license plate number and said, we'll be heading north if you want to call the police. And we all left. And, I remember my first QSOs with Mike were on 2 meter CW. Well, we would chat for, 20 or 30 minutes, a few times a week on, 144.1 CW, and that was in the mid-70s, I guess, 76, 77, and he told me when the FCC was allowing 1x2 calls to be issued, I think he was WA2SEY at that time, and he said we should get two-letter calls, and we got those together. Really neat. So, I recall visiting Bob, and I brought my QSL card, and that kind of jogged him, and he had some clarity, and he said, how 6 meters? That was when he was at the Jewish home. I could go on and on, but Mike was just the utmost integrity. I recall when he came to my office when he was leaving RF and said, I'm leaving, here's why, and I was, I guess I was speechless, but he did what was good for him. With that, back to you, WB2KAO and the group from K2OS.
WB2KAO. Yeah, Danny, Brother Danny told me a story that he asked him to meet him at one of the diners just before he was leaving, and told his brother that he was going to be going, and in his words, I deserve to be happy. And this is what I'm going to do. And by the way, I'm leaving it all up to you. It's your problem now. Because I'm leaving. Danny was telling me that the other day. Oh, goodness gracious. All righty. W2RFM. Frank says he wants to continue at 9:15 on Tuesdays. How about you?
2RFM.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should continue this. Yeah, sounds like a good idea. I don't know if I'll make Cal Persolis tomorrow. I'm thinking about it. But, we can't pass up the steak. And the camaraderie, so. We'll think about it, Jim. Over to you.
Good morning. The time is 10:00. Weather conditions, mostly cloudy, temperature 30 degrees.
Well, someone kind of Sally was rude that time, my goodness gracious. How about you, Billy, JPX, Tuesday 9:15?
Tuesday's 9:15 is fine for me, Tim. I look forward to the future meetings on Tuesday morning, and definitely looking forward to Caliber Solos tomorrow. WB8JPX, back to you.
W-A-2-T-A-X. Hey, good morning, Paul. W-A-2-T-A-X. And Let me ask Pete, you're on board with us whenever you can. It'll be 9:15 on Tuesdays, and John as well. You know, you're in the shack or think of it, please join us, and whatever. So, okay, I'm going to close it up here, guys. And Paul, we've been remembering Mike McHugh, W2AV. Paul, before I turn it over to you, I just want to ask Jim a quick question. Jim, are we supposed to, or how do we notify the FCC that he has passed away, or QRZ, or I guess I'm wondering whether we need to do that, or whether you'd be able to help me with it.
Good question. Never done that. Obviously, if he doesn't renew the license, it goes away. I don't know how it gets designated as a silent key. I don't know if anybody else on frequency knows or not. I guess I don't.
Yeah, this is WACPAX.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Paul.
I myself don't know the exact procedure. I have no doubt Ed Gable does. But also send a note to me because I'd like to include it in the silent keys of the next rah-rah rag. But Ed Gable's always been my go-to on how silent keys and notifying various parties that someone's got silent keys. Back to you, Jim.
I will get a hold of Ed and have him contact you no problem at all, Paul. We'll square it away. I am not sure. Mike actually passed away over in Turkey. I am not sure what the family was going to do, if anything, about an obit. And I know that Lynn has always said, W2BSN has always said that you can't put anything, silent key notice in the rag if there's not an obit. So I'll talk to Ed. And I'll give Ed's contact information for Mike's brother Danny, and he can contact you. We'll get in the rag. Mike McHugh, MC capital HUGH, W2AV, Whiskey 2 Alpha Victor. So I want to thank everybody. This couldn't have happened without you people coming in and telling your wonderful remembrances and stories. I really, really appreciate you so much. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the rest of our day, and health and happiness, one and all. WB2KAO. Thank you very much.
Tim, you got a minute?
Oh, absolutely, Paul. Go ahead, WB2KAO with WA2TAX.
First, I have to correct myself. I always get Ed Gable and Lynn mixed up. excuse me, Lynn would be the one to contact. And there is a rule that you need to be able to reference just a published obituary given that he was in Turkey. I'm sure we could make an exception. Beyond that, I again have to apologize for not being around much. I am taking 3 classes this semester, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday and Tuesday is 1:30 to 3:30, Wednesday is 11:15 to 12:45, so it cuts into all the lunch hours during the week. However, I see there is a lunch at the Long Pond this coming Saturday. Am I correct?
Kilo 2, Oscar, Sierra, disconnected.
Absolutely. Well then, Paul, do me a favor then and correspond with Lynn, W2BSN, and yeah, it is Mike, W2AV, yeah, if you could make that happen for me, why, that would be great. I certainly thank you very much. And yes, Saturday at noon up at Bill's. There, Paul, go ahead.
Great. I'll be there. And yeah, I'll get in touch with Lynn. It's about that point in the month where I start reaching out to people to submit articles, so it's perfect timing. Yeah, I've heard you speak with him over in Turkey, and I know he's an old friend from the area here. So I'm sure we can get the obit into the rag, extenuating circumstances, so to speak. Anyway, I've got to go have breakfast, take a shower, a few earlier than I thought, but I generally have to leave about 12:30. For today's class. But great, I look forward to seeing you guys. Have a good rest of the week, and carry on. Take care. WB2TAO, WA2TAX will be clear after any final comments. Take care.
Okay, Paul, real good. Yeah, thanks for meeting that. Appreciate that. And we'll see you on Saturday. And all the best to you and Lee. We're doing fine here. And take care, my friend. Good to hear you. Thank you. WB2KAO. See you Saturday.
Take care.
WB2KAO. I'll
be right back, Norm. Let me put the Braille typewriter away. I'll be right back.
Kilo, Charlie, 1, Sierra, Tango, Juliet, connected, 2, W, B, 2, K, A, O, Victor, Echo, 3, Mike, Foxtrot, disconnected, Kilo, Charlie, 1, Sierra, Tango, Juliet, disconnected.
NY1US from WB2KAO, good morning.
Hey, morning, Tim. I was listening to you guys, and very nice. If anybody's still there, I pass along my condolences to everyone that's sure. Anyway, I just looked it up on QRZ. You need to send a letter to the SEC, including the call sign and a request to cancel the license, and also either a copy of the death certificate, newspaper obituary, Social Security death benefits documentation, or a printout of the Social Security death index. And you can find that if you search Ancestry.com.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Norm, WB2KAO. I don't think I'm going to get involved in that. Whatever happens, happens, I guess. As I say, I don't know what the family is going to do as far as an obituary. I'll see Danny tomorrow. And, whatever. Maybe it's just easier not to do anything.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, and otherwise, you'll just have to wait for it to be canceled by the FCC as far as when it expires. And then they have a certain time period, I guess, they have to wait. Anyway, so how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. A person has a 2-year grace period. You know, like if your license expires, you have a 2-year grace period to renew it.
Yep. So they probably have to wait that 2 years if nobody communicates with them.
Yep. I would imagine so. Yeah. I just renewed mine. It was going to expire December 9th of 24. I renewed it well before that. I think you can renew it up to 90 days, I think, before it expires. And I guess I was telling you I opted to have W5YI renew it for me right over the phone. It was worth it to me. to have someone else do it. It was $35 versus $80. But for $8 a year, I could do that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's helpful to you, and it works out well, and they get a nice little profit for the work that they do, which is really good, too. So it's a win-win-win situation, I would say. So anyway, it's weird because when I got my new call, the NY1US, they renewed my license. I was quite surprised. They didn't ask them to. They just didn't.
Well, that's the smart thing to do, really. You know that expedites things and keeps things rolling along a little bit better. Hey, I'm just curious. Run his call, W2AV, Whiskey 2 Alpha Victor. Run his call. I'm just curious when. Just curious when his expires.
Yep, give me a minute. I gotta re-log in. Hang on.
Tim, you still here? WB2KAO from W2RFM.
Yes, I am, Jim. I was just chatting with Norm. Norm was running. I was just curious. Norm was running W2AV on QRZ. I was just curious to see when his license expires.
Well, I was just curious when you're going to make your annual trip to the maple tree.
Wednesday, March 5th. March 12th is a backup, if the weather's bad. Wednesday, March